lead story this week. Welcome to the Airtime Podcast. The lead story this week is it's the final weekend of Woo Worlds and there is a storm. We have wind. I don't know if you've looked at the forecast, Leo, but there is wind exactly where we want it this weekend.
I did. And it's like, I don't know if, you know, in my dreams I talked to the weather gods or something, but you couldn't script it up any better. It's the grand finale.
So there's two storms in two of our hottest kite destinations. We've got one in Cape Town on Saturday into Sunday. So if your name is Brett Mason, if your name is Jason Vanderspy, you've got some wind to go play in. Currently, the score is to beat. For men, if you want to get a podium spot for men, you got to beat a 31.5 stout. For women, 19.7.
Oof.
Juniors, 22.2. That junior leaderboard hasn't moved since like the first week.
I'm quite convinced that someone will be coming out of the woodworks there.
And then in senior, the score to beat is 22.9. That leaderboard is actually pretty impressive because it's very tight at the top. So it's top score is 24.3. And then you go all the way down to 10th place, 19.5.
Wow.
So there's a lot of guys that can jump in that kind of 18, 19, 20. Shout out to my guy, Gary Kelleherne of Vermont. He scored a 21.7 this week in Lake Champlain. And that was good for fifth on this leaderboard. We actually worked out that he is fifth out of 1,291 seniors this year.
Wow. So, that's a big category.
It's a huge category, yeah. And it's a deep one too. Like, you know, if you jump 15 meters right now, you're in 75th place.
Right.
There's a lot of rad guys and gals over the age of 50.
So Arlen, do you think SpaceX is about to get nervous?
Well, that's the other category, right? Individual, and then there's team max height. SpaceX is sitting on 151. So they've got an average of over 30 meters. If you look at this leaderboard a little more closely, there's one name that jumps out. It's Jamie Overbeek. He's on a 26.7. I feel like if you're Jamie, this is the longest you've gone without a 30 meter jump in a while. So whether he makes the trip up to Denmark this weekend will kind of decide the final score for that team. We could see Evan Klein move up. He's on a 27. A few other names on here. Hill Vloot, Stein Moll. A lot of these guys can jump big. So right now, SpaceX kind of competing with themselves at the top of the leaderboard for that top five spot. Win some cash, win a Woo 4.0. And then as you move down the list, you've got Flying Kiwis. It says they're close. It says they're 3 meters behind, but we'll see. I mean, you never know with Mark Jacobs on your team. He could bust out a big jump. Third place is super tight. So third place, you got the Cape Town crew, CT Air. So they've got five guys that are all around 25 meters. And then you've got in fourth place, the Shipmunks. So the Shipmunks is Colin's team, 75 people strong. Their score to beat right now is a 21.4 to move up into the top five. I don't think they're going to dethrone SpaceX, but you never know. I know Colin was DMing some guys saying, hey, get on a plane, go find that 30 meter jump this weekend. We'll see. We're excited for this final week. We said that there's a storm in Cape Town. There's also a storm in Denmark. So Denmark has some really solid winds Saturday, Sunday. It's funny. There's a little bit of psychology at play during Woo Worlds where you almost don't want to talk about the competition. Like you almost want everyone to kind of forget that it's going on so that you can score and win some money or win some prizes. So we're here to talk about it a little bit more publicly than maybe some of the other riders are right now.
You don't want to give away the secret kind of thing, right?
You might not see a lot of riders posting, hey, I'm going to Denmark this weekend. You might just see their scores drop
right
very subtly on Sunday evening. So it feels like this competition really got started the first week with a big storm in Europe. And obviously Hugo's huge jump in New Zealand was that first week. And now that all the other disciplines have finished, we can put our attention back on highest jump, which is kind of the classic, the Woo Classic event.
I've seen some really cool drawings come in as well. Draw anything.
That's right. So we had one of our favorite disciplines, Draw Anything, just wrapped up. And we just had the voting. We had our panel of art experts weigh in. And we're going to announce the winners probably later today. Look out on our Instagram for just the gallery of all those drawings. Super impressive. And, you know, in talking to those guys, The main question was, how do you keep an eye on where you are in your drawing as you're on the water? Turns out that a father-son combo came in first and second this year, the Becketts, Anders and Johan. They both were using Garmin watches. Johan was using two Garmin watches. So he had one that was zoomed in and one that was zoomed out. So he could kind of see where he was in his drawing. His dad, I think, used a Garmin watch as well. He admitted that like the bigger your drawing, the easier it is to get all the details really nice. I think in the end, these guys were drawing 4 or 5 kilometer wide paths so that they could get all their details in. What was your favorite, Leo?
The crocodile. The crocodile and the kiter.
The crocodile. Yeah.
Like that puts, yeah. You know, Pablo Picasso to shame, who, by the way, was on our judging board. It was Picasso, Rembrandt, and Van Gogh that we had to judge these paintings, personified by a couple of our people. But I don't know, you see these things, the first thing comes to your mind, no, that can't be real. But then you look at it and you see that there's a certain direction those kiters didn't do. So you kind of can infer the wind direction.
Right.
Also by the graph that we have, the scatter plot.
Yeah.
Radial scatter plot. So you can see, you know, this is actually some foiling wizardry, and it's really cool.
It is, yeah. Yeah, the foil kite and the foil board really help you get that upwind angle for maximum creativity.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much a must, is really solid foil skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which includes someone like me out of the competition straight away. But
another one that includes foil skills was the distance 1 hour. So that was another podium that we just awarded. This was, you know, the rider that could accumulate the most distance over the first hour of their kite session. And, you know, as you can imagine, it's a game of speed. It's a game of endurance. Your normal kite foil race lasts about 15 minutes when you're doing the Olympic standard. And this is an hour. So this is like doing 4 heats back to back. And in talking to the riders, that's physically a completely different ball game when it comes to just staying pinned at max speed. Johan Beckett of Draw Anything also winning distance 1 hour. He threw down a 56.6, did a huge downwinder, kind of in one tack just east of Copenhagen in Denmark. His buddy Frederik, also a Danish rider, 55.6 for second place. And then Jonas Maus, the German, hopefully future Olympian, if everything goes correctly for him. He was on a 55.2. He did that on a lake in Austria that was a little bit narrow, he said, for his optimal speeds. But Hugo Wigglesworth just off the podium, 54.3. And yeah, no one was near the world record this year. World record 62. That was set by Pianosi, who just won the European Championships. So 56.6 kilometers takes it this year. Kind of looking forward to seeing foil racing in the Olympics before the next Worlds, actually. So this will be this time next year, we'll have our first gold medal in the real Olympics, not the Woo Worlds, the Olympic Olympics.
Well, I mean, that's probably for those riders kind of second class, right? Woo Worlds is one, then the Olympics is, you know, it's just a...
Yeah. But I told Giannis, the Woo community... We've got your back. We're going to be rooting for him. He's been showing up on the Woo leaderboards the last couple of years for this competition and came in fourth at the European Championship. So he made that final heat. He's racing this weekend in Sardinia. And he said he's got a big slate of competitions next spring as they ramp up for the Olympics in France. Jonas Maus, as you watch next summer, he's your dude. Third place at the Woo Worlds this year.
Which has got to give credit to the Danish, well, I was about to say the Danish daisies, but
there are a couple daisies, yeah.
There's some Danish dynamite. There's some Danish dynamite on the water beating an Olympic athlete.
Not bad.
Like it means something, right?
Yeah. No, they both said they really enjoyed kite racing. It became so much of a kind of arms race against some really talented, really well-funded programs. And they both, Johan and Frederik, both agreed, you know, Woo World's a little more accessible. You can just go out your back door, go rip around, no travel required, and a little more creativity, a little more, you know, opportunity. So it's cool to see them come first and second this year.
Yeah, really cool. Really cool.
Another one that finished this weekend was Team Total Distance. It was our second team discipline to finish, and it was our final endurance discipline. So if you've been following the endurance sequence, we had the team total height was dominated by Joris Boyka, and then individual total height, again, Joris leading the charge. Team total distance just wrapped up on Sunday, and we had some new faces at the top. We had the Shipmunks led by Daniel Litwin. He had 1,700 kilometers of distance in 9 days of riding. He said he did it over 8 sessions that were each like 200 kilometers. His teammate Aya right behind him with 750 kilometers. Igoris, Dan, and Lilla rounded out the Shipmunks for first place team total distance. Second was a little closer. Second was Guardians of the Galaxy edging out Elevate Kites. Yeah, a fun one. I think our MVP, probably Joris of the endurance sequence. 2 golds and a silver medal. Not too bad considering that that Timo was MIA the first couple weeks of that contest. He did show up though this week for team total distance. 1,100 kilometers of riding. So maybe he's feeling better. Maybe he's putting it together.
Yeah, I mean, 3 weeks after, or, you know, a couple of weeks, I don't know exactly, but a big surgery, that's impressive.
Yeah, and then one surprise for the Guardians. If you look at their roster, they have a kid named Lenny, who is a solid contributor, but not in the top five. And Lenny got creative this week with a session in northern Germany. We had a contest last week that was the Core Throne Hunt. So Core put up a kite, an XR8, a bar, and a board for someone that could go claim a throne on Wu this last week. Lenny went with his girlfriend to a spot that he's never ridden before. He said he went kiteboarding. He finished for the day, and he's like, you know what? There's a spot just down the road that I bet I could get the throne for. Drove over there, went out for a session, 45 minutes. He said it was beautiful sunset session, had a great time. Lucky for him, he got selected as the Core Throne winner. So he walked away with an XR8 for that bonus little session he put in last week. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy having a good run at Wu Worlds.
That's great. That's great to see. Those are the kind of people we like to, you know, win these kind of random lotteries.
Yeah, we called him up and we said, hey, we'd love to talk to you about Guardians of the Galaxy. And he's like, I'm not really your guy. Like, I'm contributing, but I'm not like in the top five. And it was like, well, actually, we're just pulling your leg. You won the throne hunt. So other things going on at Wu World. So this is the final week of riding. You have until October 15th. And we're going to do a couple more kite lotteries. So there's always motivation to go out and ride. We have a brand challenge this week from Slingshot. Slingshot wants to see you break your record, your personal record for your 500 meter fastest speed. So that's your average speed over 500 meters. If you can break your PR and use the hashtag as hashtag Slingshot 500M challenge, and you could win a one of their new UFO kites. That's their like foil, super fun. I don't know, no strut, one strut. What's a UFO? No strut or one strut? Zero strut. Zero strut kite. That's basically the Fred Hope Pro model, kind of a freestyle, free ride kite foil kite. Yeah, so anyone's eligible to compete in this. You can be a kiteboarder, twin tipper, kite foiler, wing foiler. Just go rip 500 meter top speed and post it to Wu. Finally, Leo, I feel like we need to air our grievances for technology. We started this call by trying to get your mic set up, and we were reminded that, one, USB-C cables are not all the same. Part of the reason why the new Wu 4.0 has a built-in USB-C cable, so that you can't get it wrong. It's always going to be the right one. And two, we learned that Mac and Apple sometimes update their software to make things incompatible, and you found out that your mic was incompatible with your new operating system right before the call. Which sounds familiar. It sounds like something we may have run into at Wu with certain app updates over the years.
It was a good reminder that these things happen. Again, we had a little memory of a Bluetooth watch connection breaking and had to make a workaround in our app. Of course, you know, if we bang on Apple Store and say, hey, you broke our Bluetooth connection. Who are you? What are you talking about? Oh, sorry, we didn't test Wu devices with our new watch OS. Very sorry. No, I mean, you can't blame them. You can't fault them. These things happen in technology. It's always just about finding a workaround. But up until then, I'm left to use the Mac microphone. I cannot use my $120 microphone.
Well, I'd say overall, Wu Worlds, the technology component, the Wu T team has crushed. You know, that everything has gone very smoothly with the new Woo 4.0. The measurements have been on point. The jump detection's been on point. GPS has been working well. In talking to people that have been using the 4.0 in the field these last few weeks, like, everyone is just blown away by the battery life. It's exactly what we had hoped it would be. So it's cool to see that validation. I'm sure that feels good, Leo.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's that's when a lot of hard work has been thrown into Shark Tank of like a world's competition, right? Everything needs to go right at that stage. And we're very happy and relieved and, you know, just mostly happy for our customers that everything seems to be working exactly the way we expect it to. And 4.0 is owning up to what we expected and hoped for. Great to see that.
We'll have our eyes on the leaderboard this weekend. 3 more days of Woo World, and then we're on to the winter season, wherever that brings us.
I think that storm that's coming through this weekend, at least to Central Europe, will bring some colder temperatures. So yeah, winter's coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, I should have looked at that before I agreed to go to Denmark. Talk to you soon, Leo.
Talk soon, Arlen. Thank you. Cheers, everyone.